In life, you will get to interact with people from all walks. This means that you will meet all kinds of personalities, which will impact you either positively or negatively. At times, you will be overwhelmed by the roller coaster of emotions that you may be experiencing based on your interactions. There are people whom you will always be at constant loggerheads with, while others you will instantly love each other. Regardless of the diversity, one thing is constant love. Jesus' message in love teaches you that you need to learn how to love others unconditionally in life, despite their background, their personality, or where they come from. This is because everyone is important in life and has a purpose to serve. During your interactions, whether they may be positive or negative, they play a crucial lesson in your life. There are people who will scar you badly. However, Jesus teaches you to always love and pray for them to change for the better. You may be asking yourself what you will actually gain from loving people who are selfish. You are told that loving people who do bad things to you will heal your heart fully and eliminate bitterness or depression. This is because you have chosen to accept them despite their crooked personality. Jesus himself promises to be with you during all your trials and temptations. Therefore, do not get worried when others despise you. All you should do is to keep on showing them love as you pray for them to change for the better. Even though revenge may seem to be the best option, remember that your time is precious and is not suitable for wasting it on petty revenge. You should never waste your time arguing with people who do not understand you. Show them love by letting go of some things that they do which are unreasonable. Always choose forgiveness all the time. Have you ever been wronged? Do you often feel like revenge is the only option that you have? Jesus' message in love teaches that forgiveness is the only way that can make the world a peaceful place. Jesus mainly emphasizes on the act of forgiving others as many times that you would want them to forgive you. This is because everyone does wrong at one point or the other in life. There can never be even one person that is pure. Therefore, it is mandatory that you accord others forgiveness. You cannot fail to forgive others simply because of the mistakes that they may have made. Remember that they are human and that they are bound to make certain mistakes, just like you. It is better to forgive others rather than holding a grudge in your heart for a long time. This is because it will only burden your spirit and cause you to have low moods. There is nothing that you can ever gain from remaining angry for a long time. Love is best shown through the act of forgiveness, as it shows that you treasure other people despite all their wrongdoings. Don't ever shy away from helping and forgiving others as many times as possible. Remember that just like you, everyone deserves a second chance, and that some mistakes committed cannot be reversed, but can only be amended. You will also get to free yourself from a lot of burden when you choose to stop holding grudges of people who really do not matter that much in life. In everything that you do in life, there is always room for forgiveness of mistakes and amendments. Jesus advises you that you should never let anger get the best of you to the point that it will cloud your judgment. Jesus also says that when you forgive others without holding back, your days on earth are added because you have a good soul. Remember that at times, some mistakes may be hard to avoid. Therefore, there is need to spread forgiveness and hope in order to always get out the best in others. Have you ever failed to encourage others and show them what they are actually capable of? This is the time to turn on a new leaf and spread love by letting others see the best in themselves. You need to help others flourish by showing them that they are loved and there is someone rooting for them. The world is full of so many brutal people. Therefore, choosing to be the pillar of hope for others can actually be the best thing that you will ever do in life. Remember that everyone is gifted differently. Therefore, everyone can't be the same. You can only help others see the best in themselves by identifying their unique abilities and therefore pushing them to become the best version of themselves. Do not ever think at one point that you are wasting your time by helping others. Jesus himself will actually bless you according to the love that you are showing others. Love is the greatest gift that can ever be accorded to anyone. To claim that you love someone, you must fully accept them in your life despite their numerous shortcomings. There can never exist a perfect person in the universe. Therefore, the best short of living in harmony with others is to show them that they are perfect, just the way they are. They may not understand that concept at the moment, but they will soon realize that they are doing well at the kind of level that they are at. When you help others see the best in themselves, you will also get people in your life who will accept you the way you are without constantly picking on you because of your shortcomings. No one is perfect in life, therefore, all that matters is everyone spreading love, helping one another, and doing their best each day. In whatever you do in life, always aim to be the bigger person who is worthy.